Change number three. Walk 10,000 steps a day. Simply put, strap on an activity bracelet or an inexpensive pedometer and track how many steps you actually take in a day. Whatever that number is, add to it until you get to, 10,000. Here's why. Since walking burns about 100 calories a mile, and stick with me here, and a mile is around 2,000 steps, walking 10,000 steps a day equals 5 miles and burns close to 500 calories, extra if you weigh more than average. That equals 3,500 calories a week, or 1 pound. You ready for this? That's 182,000 calories a year. If 10,000 steps a day seems like a lot, first consider that the average person is already walking roughly more than 5,000 steps a day. So you're already more than halfway there. Then consider that there's no easier exercise assignment than walk more. So appreciate it now while we're in the early changes. And if 10,000 steps a day happens to be a few extra outside your comfort zone, fantastic. I love that space. Right outside your comfort zone is where all the good stuff happens. That's where you take chances. That's where you face your fears. That's where real change occurs. While the rest of the world relies on the safety and warmth of their comfort zone, I want you to spend a little time each day outside it. Forcing yourself to reach 10,000 steps is one way to do that. To track all those steps, you don't have to go out and buy a multifunctional exercise fitness bracelet or watch, especially if you don't have the money or don't need any of the other technologies typically built into them. Instead, just go to the drugstore and buy yourself a $10 pedometer. Yeah, it may not look as fashionable. My mom wears one that could easily double as a wall clock, but she gets her steps in. And it may not be 100% accurate, but even those high-tech fitness trackers aren't all calibrated in exactly the same way. If you wore 5 on each arm and walked a mile, I guarantee none of them would come up with the exact number of steps. Even if your pedometer is off by 1,000 footsteps, it's fine. You won't be doing any athletic disservice to yourself. Remember, you're only using it as a gauge. Once you have something to track your steps, start moving and figure out how much walking you need to do to reach 10,000. And at the end of the day, if you only see the number 8,000 sadly blinking back at you, well, I'm sorry to tell you this, but you're 2,000 steps shy. And no, Mom, you can't, quote, make it up tomorrow.